So it feels good. It really feels good.
While each dog spends about 3 months in training at the facility, most have adoptions lined up before they graduate. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Caitlin Bain.
And this is Morning Edition on WYLL. I'm Jim Meadows. The time is 8:49.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Bluebell Creameries says it will close all three of its creameries in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama for intensive cleaning and employee training in response to listeria illnesses linked to its ice cream. The program comes after a review of its operations and discussions with an expert microbiologist. The creameries will be closed this week and possibly into the following week. Ice cream produced this week will be used for testing. Bluebell announced a complete recall of all of its products last week after its ice cream was linked to 10 listeria illnesses in four states, including three deaths. Chipotle says it has completed phasing out genetically modified ingredients from its food. Chipotle co-CEO Steve Ellis says the company felt it was best not to use GMOs given what he calls, quote, lack of consensus about their effects. The head of the Food and Drug Administration's Food Safety Center has said the agency found no basis that GMOs pose any different safety concerns than foods developed by traditional plant breeding. This morning, private exporters reported a USDA export sales of 158,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 2014 and 15 marketing year.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Beautiful skies this morning, except in Michigan and parts of extreme northern Ohio, where we've got some cloudiness going on. There's actually a few showers occurring just downwind from Lake Erie. But otherwise, everybody else is mostly fair this morning. We have light northerly winds. Temperatures are mostly in the 40s. It's been kind of cool. Looks like we're going to stay that way for at least the first half to middle part of this week. We will expect a bit of a warm-up to take place as we move into the latter part of this weekend, into the weekend. The best news that I can hand out is it's not going to rain in quite a few of the most important production areas in the region. Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, western Indiana, western Kentucky, all of these areas will see little to no precipitation for the next 5 days. In fact, taking us into the weekend coming up, there will be a chance for some showers at that point, but next week is what everybody's focusing in on now. Looks like our upper air wind flow pattern will change so that storm systems start coming into the region from the southwest. And that southwesterly flow pattern aloft will likely bring two or three storm systems next week into the area, so it'll be a lot wetter. So this next five-day period is so very important, and I'm sure we're going to see some aggressive fieldwork take place across the region. Our temperatures are going to be warming up, but not for a few days. The temperatures are going to run mostly in the 50s and 60s across the region for the next 3 days. There may be some 70-degree temperatures, but they're all going to be out in the western Corn Belt, primarily in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, and some immediate neighboring areas. And those will probably start tomorrow, become more widespread as we get into Wednesday and Thursday of this week, but it'll all stay west of the Mississippi River. Our warmest weather to the east of the Mississippi will likely take place as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's when we'll start seeing some 70-degree temperatures occurring. Now, I did kind of leave Ohio out, as well as Michigan and parts of eastern Kentucky, when I talked about the really good weather conditions this week, because those areas will pick up on some shower activity During midweek, it'll be an upper-level low-pressure center that will settle into the region from the north, and as it comes through the region, we'll likely see a good chance for some showers, certainly cloudy skies and some reinforcing cool air, and this will take place during midweek, certainly Wednesday and Thursday of this week in particular, so we won't see such good conditions in that part of the Midwest. And then as we go out into the following weekend, for those eastern areas, we will see some drier air come back into those areas, but we will have, of course, at that point, picked up on some additional moisture running anywhere from about a tenth of an inch to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch from that upper-level low-pressure center. This morning, we're seeing some aggressive rain and thunderstorms occurring in parts of hard red winter wheat country. This includes Oklahoma, especially western Oklahoma, as well as the Texas Panhandle. Some of this region was missed by the last larger storm system that impacted the region, and we're going to see some improvement in soil moisture across southwest Kansas and the Texas Panhandle in particular, and a continuation of good conditions out there in the heart of Oklahoma. And that storm system, though, will take a dive to the southeast, bypassing most of the Midwest, and that's the reason why most of these areas I mentioned before in the heart of our region will likely be dry. But as the system passes to the south, it will likely produce some shower activity in parts of Kentucky and eventually areas just near the Ohio River. This will occur as we go through the middle part of this week, but it's not likely to be very significant. And as I stated before, some of those areas in the central Midwest will likely be totally missed by this storm system. Our low temperatures at night this week will likely run primarily upper 30s and 40s in the far north and 40s in the rest of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 5.03 1/4 up 1. Soft May, 4.84 down 2. May corn, 3.64 3/4 up 1/4. July, unchanged at 3.69 3/4. December, 3.88 and it is down 1/4. July of 16, 4.13 down 3/4. May soybeans, 9.78 1/2. Up 8 3/4. July, 9.79 1/4, up 8 1/2. November, 9.59 1/4, up 6 3/4. May soybean meal, 3.17 70, up 3.10. May soybean oil, 31.76, up 9 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Now, if you listen very quietly, Aaron, and hold your ear out the window, do you hear that rumbling sound?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a busy week.
Yeah, it's not. It's not weather.
No, that's right. Finally going to get some dry weather, some sunny weather, and some warmer weather, especially as we trend towards the end of the week. And really, most of the Corn Belt, except for that area that Drew was talking about, kind of that mid-south, which it still might have some lingering thunderstorms. It looks like most of the Corn Belt is going to enjoy some of this weather and be pretty busy, expecting a lot of corn to go in the ground. And even some instances where the corn's done, we'll see a few beans going in the ground too. So expecting something close to maybe 20% planted in the progress report tonight. That compares to 9% a week ago. But likely that number takes a big jump by next Monday, Dave.
So grains last week closed out with a bearish tone in corn and wheat. And corn made new lows for the year this morning, although now it's coming back a little bit.
We are seeing a little bounce here, led by the soybeans. We did sell 158,000 tons of beans to unknown for this marketing year here this morning. Cash bean basis continues to be very supported here, so that's helping lead the bounce here this morning. Trying to pull corn and wheat back up with it, corn back to unchanged here now. Like you said, not a very good close last week. We did break through that 367 March low on May corn. We got to go back all the way to last October to see the last time we traded down into these values, so kind of into some new territory, like you mentioned, for the year. We'll see if beans can lead us out here a little bit, but overall, with the way the weather looks, Dave, I think bounces are going to be hard-pressed to come by here unless we get some short covering here and there. But really, there's not a lot of new news. And like I said, weather pretty conducive to active planning, and that's typically a tough time to get much of a rally going.
So the question then becomes, if the crop gets into the ground in good order over the next 2.5 to 3 weeks, is there anything that can keep the tire from leaking between now and the June 30th report, other than the June 30th report?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think we're going to have to find some demand news. And then, of course, the avian flu concerns continue to keep a lid on the market, too. We're going to have to see if we can uncover some export demand down here at some lower prices or get some friendly demand news some other way, because the supply side is going to be kind of a limiting factor here, anticipating corn acres being at least at 89 million. Throw a trend line yield on there, and then still got some pretty comfortable carryouts here as we move through the end of this year and into next year. So I'm going to have to see if we can uncover some demand to try to lead us out of this hole a little bit.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. The current tick in the marketplace: May corn is 364 3/4, up a quarter. July, 369 1/2, down a quarter. And December, 387 3/4, down a half. May soybeans, 978 1/4, up 8 1/2. July, 979, up 8 1/4. November, 959, up 6 1/2. May soybean meal, 317.70, up 3.10. May soybean oil, 31.79, up 12 cents. A July contract at 31.97 is up 11 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.